This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Hey, in the Uber this morning, there was this, it was really lovely. I caught it in, and the guy had little pretty, they had lace around them, mirrors, and he'd stuck them behind each, you know, headrest in the back of the seat.
So you could look at yourself.
So you could look at yourself the whole way. But they were pretty dirty.
Do you think if he had them, there's some people that put mirrors up to scare off evil spirits. Do you think maybe that's why he had it in the back? Because if he's got it covered in lace, yeah.
It wasn't covered in, like around was.
So he's made it look pretty.
But it was a bathroom mirror because it had the handle on it.
Was he 110 and lived in a nursing home? Because it sounds like what you do when you live in a nursing home, isn't it? You get a bit of glue gun and a doily and stick it on something.
It was like a doily had been stuck to the back of it. He'd done a lot of work, but the mirror was filthy. But maybe it didn't.
You should have got him in to help decorate your house. I mean, you need a little bit of frill and spill.
I do, don't yeah. I? Yeah. You would have done a really good job. Hey, coming up, are you a cat or dog person? The science is in. Plus,
oh, you know me. I love pussy. I'm all about pussy. Yeah.
Plus, TV could be impacting your sex life.
Listen, I get paid to watch TV and it starts tomorrow.
Well, it's going to impact your sex
life. 10 weeks of no sex, thank God.
We're going to talk about that. Don't forget you can search for us on Facebook, Tom and Warren on Joy, or you can tweet Tom and Warren or subscribe to us. Got a question for you. Mm. How do we get our Uber ratings?
Well, this is coming up about me saying that it turned out that I've got a really bad Uber rating and the bastards won't come. Wayne's got a 5 and I've got like a 4 point something. I've only ever caught an Uber once. Someone's stolen me.
How do you get? I looked at mine just before, right? Now, I've caught it.
You get one every day, like, not every day, but a lot.
Yeah, a lot. And I mine's 4.69. And I've been so nice, always waiting out the front on time.
Yeah, but you chat them up, doesn't he? And he gets here all the time. He talks about how hot they were. You're creeping them out, mate. That's what it is.
Yeah. I want to know, because it's slipping down slowly. What's Andy got? 4.79.
4.79 for Andy. Yeah, but we do know that he gives sexual favours. Yeah. You'll do anything to get a job and a higher rating.
So what's yours?
Not really low, like 4.1, really bad. Look, I've only ever caught an Uber once under my name, and I am going to say it was in Queensland, and I was coming across the Story Bridge, and somebody was a little bit sick. Oh. I was sick inside my shirt. Yeah, I wasn't sick in the taxi, but I think that might have stuffed my rating
so
up
you
from
caught
day
it.
One. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know what determines it because I don't know.
I thought I was a good person.
Yeah, so did I. Hey, you a cat or a dog person?
Oh, you know that. I'm into pussy. Always pussy.
No, you're not. You're into dogs.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I would encourage my dogs to eat pussy if they ever come in my backyard. No, I wouldn't. Because the problem is most of the neighbourhood cats are way bigger than my dogs and they come running in.
And they can be quite aggressive, the neighbourhood.
The only thing that keeps the neighbourhood cats out of my garden is our chickens. Oh, they're vicious.
I thought the cats chase the chickens.
Not in our house. Not
really?
In our house. Yeah, the chickens are the boss.
Have you seen those things where the geese, you know, they chase the people? There's clips on YouTube.
Yeah, that's not funny. I think that's funny because I can't believe someone runs from a little geese. Yeah. Have you ever looked in? They don't have teeth. You're safe. Yeah.
Well, the science is in and there's been a study of cat versus dog people and it's measured some personality traits and it's found that cat owners are 15% less agreeable.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 15% more likely to be jailed.
No, making them more competitive and suspicious. I used to have a cat. Well, I've got a dog now, but I used to have a cat. He jumped in my window once and he stayed for about almost 20 years.
Oh, that was really nice.
Yeah, he just jumped in and said, I'm going to be here. But cat owners were also found to be 11% less conscientious.
What is conscientious?
And, studious.
So they don't give a shit.
Attention, yeah. And 12% more neurotic.
Oh, I get that one. Yeah. I love a neurotic. That's not a bad thing. I don't mind being neurotic.
Yeah, I think we all are a little bit, aren't we? But don't worry, cat people, because you're 11% more open than dog people.
So more open, do you mean like as in easy?
No.
You know, more open to...
More open to other ideas.
Oh,
and things.
Okay. So it's more I thought you were just saying they were easy.
No.
Okay, that's really rude. Just because you're like pussy doesn't mean you're easy and 11% crazy.
Including the appreciation of art, adventure, curiosity and more. So they've got those advantages.
Well, that's really good. Well, I mean, isn't it funny? Because you really are either a dog or a cat person, aren't you?
You are. Absolutely.
I think it's going back from the days living in the bush, watching neighbourhood cats roam the bush and just killing stuff. I really took a disliking to cats.
Well, I had... I'm more a dog person now, but I'd never had dogs before I got my current dog, and I absolutely love him. But I had these two cats, and one of them jumped in and then got him a friend another time. And this one, and initially, they were allowed out during the day. But the little one, you're right, kept bringing back birds and in the end, I said, nah, you can't go out anymore.
They're murderers. Do you understand? If they were as big as like 4 foot, they'd eat you as well.
I know.
There is no question whatsoever. The cat will eat you.
I know.
But I do like the there's always those muses that go around. I've got a girlfriend who loves cats, and she has a sign, and it says, you know, dogs have owners, but cats have staff. And it is true, isn't it? They just sit there and they look at you and go, yeah, make me do it. Yeah.
Well, I don't know, because then once I locked him in, and I mean, he was looked after, he was spoiled, and he started spraying everywhere.
Yes, that's...
You know, he was saying, hey, I don't like this. And he...
All I can think about now is a new hat and a new pair of shoes, so we should move on, shouldn't we?
Yeah. Werribee, which is known for our biggest sewage treatment plant.
That's correct. That's where I got a train from this morning. There was a hot tradie on there today, too. Oh, yeah. I'll stop it there.
Did you talk to him?
No, he kind of slept, but the good thing was what happens when a lot of men sleep. Yeah,
What did you do?
He was excited in his tracksuit pants, let me just tell you that.
What were you doing?
Oh, I just watched. That's all I did. I just sat there and pretended with one eye open that I wasn't paying attention.
He must have been dreaming.
Yeah, of me, I hope.
Well, Werribee is getting another name because it's officially the welfare cheat capital of Australia.
That's true because, you know, I'm unemployed. I mean, if you go down to, is it Centrelink down there? Oh, takes you hours.
Well, fraud investigators have been sent to Centrelink branches in Werribee and Sunshine to investigate those flagged for suspicious activity. There's also going to be officers, apparently, at the Pacific Werribee Shopping Centre to collect tip-offs the public.
So they're going to walk around Werribee, and if they see people walking around that don't look either old or young, they're going to question you to say, what are you doing here?
No, I think they're going to the shopping centre to so that people can say, hey, you know, so over there is...
Oh, okay, to dog. I thought that was going to be like when you were at school, you know, they'd walk around and any school children, they'd grab you and say, why aren't you at school?
You
know,
what are you doing here?
I was really good. I used to be able to hide from those truant officers for war days. I could just remember how I could jump.
You'd be able to escape. Apparently in 2015, 2,600 people in Werribee were identified who collected almost $11 million in illegal benefits between them.
Hang on. So 2,600 people collected $11 million?
Yeah.
My maths isn't very good, but if that was the case, they wouldn't be living in Werribee, bitches. They could afford a house in Durack. You wouldn't be living in Werribee if you've taken a percentage of 11 million. Why would you? Oh, that's ridiculous.
They also say that almost half of the adults in Werribee are receiving some kind of income support. But that's genuine.
No, but that's different. That's working parents who earn shit incomes and get subsidised through family parenting part B. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I agree. Let's face it, some people are genuine. But in a statement, Federal Minister for Human Services, Michael Keenan said the crackdown was not about catching people who make genuine errors, but rather those who deliberately set out to commit welfare fraud.
Well, that's really good. I'm very happy to say, but I live out near that way.
Right.
What work is out there? You get a train in here, the first train, it's always late, or they cancel it. How are these people meant to keep jobs? You're worried about people in Werribee having jobs. Get them some work out there. Get them on public transport. Give them a chance to get a job.
Didn't you get a new train recently? Didn't they do something to the Geelong line?
I think was the one that came from Geelong. They've bypassed it at the Gordon.
So now they're bypassing you guys.
Yeah, so it's the good train, you know, the ones that get to sit on a lounge and come from the country.
So they lock the doors when they go through your suburb?
No.
They don't stop?
Oh, yeah, they don't. No, we don't see them. They're on a totally different line. They've got a separate line.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so it hasn't helped at all. Well, there you go. So Werribee, so you better hang out. What's this shopping centre? Pacific Werribee?
Pacific. It's what a great shopping centre, let me tell you.
Is it?
Oh, Supre, Kmart, Woolworths. I mean, it's just like trash galore.
A new working paper conducted by researchers from the University of Delaware have found that television ownership is associated with a more than 5% reduction in sexual activity.
Only 5%?
In low and middle income countries. Yep, 5%.
I tell you what, I'd rather watch The Simpsons and see my husband naked.
The survey conducted was over 4 million respondents. And they found that individuals in households that owned a television had a 5.7% lower likelihood of having had sex in the past week.
Well, I don't think there's a problem with that. I think everyone should buy a TV and stop having sex, you dirty filthy. I mean, like a normal person. Yeah.
And by contrast, the researchers found that owning a motorcycle or car is associated with more sexual activity.
Oh, so I've got two. Oh, does that include a Vespa? Or is that half a sex? is a Vespa like a real... Oh, why? Is that because I can get around and...
Maybe, but that's what it says. It says having a way to get around makes sexual activity more accessible.
Well, that makes sense. Because if you're living at the end of a dead end in the middle of a country road, you ain't getting laid, are you?
I don't mind a hot...
Unless you've got a car or a motorbike.
I don't mind a hot guy on a motorbike, but, you know...
Do you know, me too, I have this dream of, like... You know, bikies pulling up on leathers and Harleys, and I think, oh, they're so hot. But you get close, and they're always so ugly and smell. I mean, in my mind, they're going to be these pretty, but they're also, ugh.
Tom, did you know that Facebook is about to launch a dating feature?
Well, that's good because Mark Zuckerberg, he needs to get laid and find a girlfriend, doesn't he? I think he's got
a wife.
One.
Yeah,
does he?
He has. I can't remember her name.
No. He never brings her out. She's probably a robot. He's probably built her. I mean, the guy's got billions.
Maybe he has with artificial
Would you do that?
What, build a robot?
Yeah.
Or have a robot?
No, just trying to think. Yeah, I'd prefer a robot.
Would you?
Something could turn the volume down so it didn't keep talking to me and tell me what to do.
Well, yeah. The social network is preparing to launch a service called Facebook Dating, which will help Zuckerberg gather even more data about intimate aspects of our lives.
Is Facebook trying to ruin another thing in our society?
Well, a computer programmer has grabbed hold of the code. And she says it does contain, the latest version of Facebook does contain a version of the dating service, but it can't be accessed by the rest of us just yet. And she's gone through this code, and she says one of the features the dating service will contain is called Conversation Starter, which offers automated pickup lines to people who can't think of how to start chatting to someone.
Oh, are you serious? So it's going,
yep.
So it's going to go through your, so let's just say I'm going out for a date with you, Warren.
Yep.
And we haven't done it. Facebook will go through your profile and tell me things like, oh, he's interested in ugly shoes or he spends a lot of time in the gym. You know, like, I mean, that's what it's going to tell me,
it's
isn't it?
Say, so it's going to...
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
gonna... So when I arrive there, I can compliment your ugly shoes and say, oh, you look like you spent a lot of time in the gym today, Warren.
That's right. It's called Conversation Starter. It's unveiled plans for its dating service in May and it's designed to create real long-term relationships rather than hookups.
I think we should send this Zuckerberg off. I don't know. It's crazy.
One other thing about it is the feature is going to enable us to create a separate dating profile to our existing Facebook
account. Oh, so a lying one. So we can have one where we say, like, I'm 40 and the other one where we say I'm 23.
With the site then offering recommendations about the sorts of people it thinks users will like.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. It's a computer. Prerequisite number one is the bitch breathing? You know, like, because usually that's what I would say.
But it's not going to recommend your friends, your existing friends on Facebook. It's going to base it on the types of friends you have.
Yeah.
But it's not going to recommend your friends.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mark Zuckerberg. You've now destroyed dating.
Yeah.
What else can you do?
He said more than 200 million people list themselves as single on Facebook. I don't know what I've got. I better check it out.
Don't you just, I mean, it's about dating. You go, you buy a drink, you see someone, it's pretty. Don't ask their name. You don't want to make a conversation. It's just about lucky.
We won't have to think anymore.
Actually, now all this stuff, as soon as you said that, there was that moment I thought, oh, hang on, I like that idea. I'm sorry, Mark Zuckerberg.
You don't have to say anything.
You're right. So if I keep going, I'm just going to walk around with like a Facebook screen on me and Facebook will do everything.
We'll do everything.
It'll tell people I'm angry, I'm happy, I'm single, I'm getting laid, I'm frustrated.
Yep, and that I've got ugly shoes. Tom, there's a buzz among researchers across the Tasman as they recruit our native Australian bees.
Oh, that was a pun. That was clever. Did you hear that, Andy? He said, there's a buzz happening. Oh!
There's a buzz. They're recruiting our native bees.
It's only taken 3 months and we got a joke out of him. Let me get the joke.
To fight the war on waste by helping create a new bioplastic.
This is great. I saw that. So the bees are going to save the shopping bags.
The bees are going to save
and Australian the world. Shopping bags. No, Australian bees. I mean
Australian bees. So not your bumblebee.
But as per usual, Australian bees. Oh no, we're not doing it in Australian scientists. We don't have any of them left.
New Zealand scientists.
We'll get the New Zealanders to come over here, steal our bees.
Yep.
And then take them back over there and...
The biotech startup aims to take the nesting material from Banksia bees to produce a water-repellent and flame-resistant form of natural plastic.
That's going
to
be... They're going to make the best condoms. Oh, you just... Flame retardant.
Absolutely. They said despite being in its early stages, the researchers are creating a bioplastic and it's within reach.
Within reach. It's going to happen.
So it's going to happen. So our bees are saving the world.
So this is to do with the little plastic that holds their little nest together that goes in the sun. It turns out that's a form of plastic, but it's an artificial one. It's going to about to break down.
Yes.
So what is this problem? How do we not know this? So we're out there killing all these animals.
We kill them, and we could be killing future, you know, solutions to things. So this company in New Zealand is going to reverse engineer it. So they're not going to just get the bees and steal their little homes.
I thought they're going to get the bees and like squash them into a little paste and turn them into shopping bags.
They're not doing that. They're going to reverse engineer it and make this biodegradable.
So robot. So now we're going to create like a robot bee.
But it's not a robot bee, but we're their homes. We're going to use the material to make plastic.
I'm trying to read it because they're making it. Now, do they poop it or spew it?
I don't know.
Oh, that's not a very good... I mean, it depends. I'm not touching... No, I suppose it doesn't matter which end it comes from.
Wake up with Tom and Warren. Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.